expanded even more. I was introduced to spirit helpers that would come and help me with my readings. There were teacher spirits and joy guides that would come and help me laugh and lighten the mood when life got too heavy, or bring some levity when life was too challenging or too serious. So the world of spirit was always a world of support, friendship, companionship, assistance, magic, that I've experienced very much every day of my life. What I've noticed is that most people don't have this kind of close, intimate, personal relationship with spirit. And consequently, they struggle and feel afraid and scared when they have all these resources available. So it's my desire in this program to put together a working guide for you to connect with the spirit world easily, naturally, comfortably, and have the kind of spirit-guided relationships that you are intended to have by the divine plan. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to introduce you first to the world of spirit and take away the mystique, take away the veil, and show you around and give you a guided tour of what you can expect. And then start teaching you how to enter that world of spirit comfortably and naturally in a way that feels easy and accessible to you. I'd like to introduce you to your spirit companions, which include your guardian angels and the ministry of angels and archangels, and tell you about the difference of each of these guides. I'd like to prepare you to meet spirit guides and to help you understand that the spirit world is as populated as our world. I'd like to introduce you to the different types of spirit guides, the spirit guides of the nature kingdom, the spirit guides that we call your runners. They're your little gophers, if you will, your helpers, your healers, your teacher guides. We can talk about animal guides, joy guides, what light beings are, and of course, we should also talk about, and will talk about, negative entities, what those are and how to avoid them. Then I'd like to introduce you to how to directly work with your guides, how to make you aware that they're closer than you think and that they are very accessible. It doesn't take a whole lot, just a little of know-how and understanding, and to learn to speak spirit, because the spirit world doesn't necessarily speak in our language. They have a language of their own, and I'll teach you how to recognize it and converse in their language. I also want to talk to you about questions like your guides' names and how your guides help you, including what they will and won't do for you. And most importantly, I'd like to introduce you to living what I call a spirit-guided life and make you aware and intimately connected with your most important spirit guide, which is your own higher self. So these are the things we'll do in this course. I'll give you techniques, tools, tricks to have instant access, and show you how to get out of your own way so that you too can begin living in a comfortable, joy-filled, celebratory world that helps you day by day experience all the love and the benevolence that the universe has to offer you, so that your life here will be happy, productive, creative, and peaceful. And often people have asked me, why would spirit guides help me so much? And that's a very good question. You are a divine creation. You are a child of God. Your spirit guides, in serving you, serve the Creator. In helping you, in showing up for you, in raising your joy, brings joy back to our Creator. So the entire universe is organized to continue to bring joy, light, relief, peace, happiness, optimism, and that's the vision of the Creator. So the guides help you because it helps them, and in helping them serves their desire to serve the divine God and Goddess of the universe, the great center of love for all. So we're all interconnected. I don't know if this was the case for you, but this was the case for me. When I was younger, growing up, in my family, if we ever had company, did you ever get ready for company? Do you remember how it was like, you clean?